Convergence of Fourier series is a fascinating topic, with sufficient intricacy to have occupied well-known mathematicians over many years. But I will discuss only a few basic aspects of convergence. If the periodic signal being represented is a continuous function of time, then the behavior of any truncation of the Fourier series expression is quite intuitive. For example, the coefficients of the triangle wave diminish as 1 over n squared, and it is obvious from the applet that accurate renderings of the waveform are produced by relatively few components of the Fourier series. For a discontinuous waveform, such as the square wave, the terms in the Fourier series diminish as 1 over n. The behavior of the truncated Fourier series is more complicated, particularly in the vicinity of discontinuities in the waveform. The overshoot observed near the discontinuities is called the Gibbs effect. It occurs as a sort of phasor whiplash. As more components are added to the series, the duration of the overshoot decreases, but the amplitude of the overshoot does not. The situation is even more complex for the impulse train. Here the components of the Fourier series do not diminish, and it would appear that convergence is impossible. Yet the applet shows that there is at least a visually appealing type of convergence at work.